Roy Alves was 11 when he emigrated with his mother from the Azores. From the weight of starting life as an illegitimate child in a Catholic community to a less burdened beginning in Rhode Island, his son, Tim Alves, heard the stories.
Yes, it obviously bothered him quite a bit that he never had a father, but that he turned that into a motivating force to do these things for his family. So he took that hurt and turned it into a gain for everyone else, everyone he was related to.
Neither Roy nor his mother spoke English when they arrived in the United States.
It was just my dad and my grandmother, so they had to make ends meet somehow. So he would go to school during the day and work 8-hour shift afterward.
In the factory, Roy missed so many school days, he might have been held back, except that he charmed his teachers. After college, he became one.
He never remembered a time where he didn't have the desire to teach.
But it was more specific than that. His immersion into a new culture with an unknown language guided Roy's entire career. For almost 30 years, he worked as an ESL teacher and guidance counselor in the Pawtucket School Department.
And a lot of it was about these kids who didn't have a lot of parental guidance growing up, and their parents would be working all the time. And my dad realized that and at times had to be a parental figure to these kids. So when they got in trouble, my dad would just have to set them straight.
When one girl, only 13, became pregnant, Roy pondered the options best for her.
I remember him coming to us and asking, "What would you say if we adopted a baby?" So he was very close to adopting the child of one of his students because he wanted her to achieve things that he was afraid that having a baby at 13 would not allow her to achieve.
He didn't adopt, but he never stopped parenting.
I think that was one of his goals in life was, you know, he wanted to have kids and to be a father, to actually be a father to someone, to give someone the father that he felt everyone deserves.
For his own two children and the children he taught and counseled, worried over and mattered to, he was.